Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Well, good morning, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and we're going to have a little bit different kind of show today. First of all, I'm going to take you back in time, because coming up in November, we will have been on the air for 3 years. And I'm going to take you back and let you listen to part of our first show. So let's jump back to November the 8th, 2013. Our very first show. Good morning. Welcome to the first edition of CCTA Wake Up Call. My name is Rick Hopkins. I'm chairman of CCTA. That's the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association. And we're going to introduce you this morning to our organization. We're going to tell you what our mission is, who we are, what we stand for. And we're going to introduce to you some of the chairmen of our committees. We have with us this morning in the studio Mr. Hal James, chairman of our Watchdog Committee, his wife Rainer James, chairman of our Publicity Committee, and Nancy Murdoch, chairman of our Education Committee. And we're going to have a little discussion on the functions and roles of those committees and what CCTA does in our community. Hal, you're chairman of the Watchdog Committee. You want to tell us a little bit about your role as Watchdog Chairman?
Sure, Rick. I'm surprised you haven't read our mission statement to us by now, as you so often do. But the last paragraph of our mission statement is that we are dedicated to serve our community, our state, and our country through oversight. It goes on from there, but I'd like to stop it right there because I feel like oversight of our local, state, and federal governments is the keystone that our Watchdog Committee is built on. We attend most of the governing bodies meetings, such as the Board of Commissioners, the Board of Education, Newbern Board of Aldermen, the Havelock Board of Commissioners, Trent Woods, River Bend. We try to have some Watchdog Committee member at each of those meetings. I think we've had some success. We've been able to influence some of these boards and in the direction of more conservative government.
Well, that being said, Hal, could you give us an example of one of your successes?
Well, Rick, I really think one of our overall successes has been in the Board of Commissioners of Craven County's budget process. For the last 2 or 3 years, I've attended most of the budget sessions. Occasionally, I've been unable to make one for a conflict, but most of them I make, and most of the commissioners expect me to be there and expect me to basically have some input in it, in the process, and I think we've been successful. The budget now runs about $94 million a year, and incidentally, about a third of that is for social programs and things like that. But anyway, by our oversight, we've been able to question some entries, some expenditures, and we've been able to have some influence on the board. I would say that of that $94 million, we've been instrumental in having a reduction of somewhere around $4 million. In other words, it might have been $98 million had we not been there participating in the process. So that's certainly been a successful program. Another area that I feel we've been successful
in. Now, you're talking specifically about the Craven County budget.
Yes, I'm talking about the budget for the Craven County Board of Commissioners.
Well, Hal, I've attended a couple of these meetings, and, you know, my personal belief is that the politicians are usually well-intentioned in how they're spending our taxpayers' money for some of these social programs. But under the Constitution, I don't see where they have the authority to do that. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I certainly agree with you on that point, Rick, that if you go through the Constitution, you'll find that the role of government is restricted to certain areas. The government is there to do things for us that we can't do for ourselves, that our families can't do, that our community, that our churches and so forth can't do. And when the government ends up taking money from one taxpayer to give to another, and maybe just for a few people, then we're totally against that. We think it needs to be something that benefits and is a certain function of government, such as the highways, the sewer, the infrastructure, things like that that benefit all citizens is where the government should be spending its money.
That's a good point, Hal. Also, many times it seems that one of the excuses that they use is that It's free money. It comes from a grant. It's not going to cost government of Craven County. It's not going to cost taxpayers anything else because that money's already there from a federal grant. How do you feel about that?
Well, that's been one of my biggest complaints to the board and Board of Commissioners, and I haven't been able to get much agreement from them. They seem to think that if we don't spend the money here in Craven County, some other state or some other county with North Carolina will get the money, so we might as well take it and benefit our citizens in whatever respect. I think that's what's driving our country to the $17 trillion of debt and been the cause of a lot of the government's total lack of fiscal responsibility. If all the counties would get together and say, not us, we don't want to be a participant in that, we don't want to be the cause of our country going down the drain, and would resist some of the federal spending locally, that our country would be a lot better off.
I agree 100% on that. Well, Nan, what's your opinion? You know, under our Constitution, it's our right and our privilege to speak up and be involved with our local politicians and our local form of government. However, sometimes it's not clearly outlined what their responsibilities and limits are. Do you have anything to say about that?
I would say probably about 95% of the people have no idea about what the function of government is, and that includes the people that we elect to serve as our representatives in different factions of the government. I know when I started on this track, I had very little understanding of how government was supposed to work, what the limits were in the Constitution. Didn't know the first thing about the North Carolina Constitution. But all these things we're learning about in our education classes. For example, right now, we have two classes on Saturday morning. We start at 10 o'clock. Our first class is called The Making of America, The Founders' Principles of Liberty and the Meaning of the Constitution. And it's really broken down into two sections. The first section, we learn about the people that came to this country originally, why they came, and the footprint they left on the established government. We often hear people say this is not a Judeo-Christian nation. I can tell you right now, it was when it started.
Amen. I agree with that. So how do you see CCTA's involvement in local politics?
For me, I think it's making the voter and the citizen more aware of what government should be. We know that it is really got so far away from what our founders had envisioned. You know, the reason that the people left Europe was because of tyranny. They wanted to escape. They wanted to be able to live their lives without the thumb of ruler's law. And so when they came to America, they had their little escapades in trying out socialism, figured out really quick. They tried it a couple of times, one in Jamestown and then another time in Plymouth Rock in that area. And both times it was a terrible disaster. And at least they weren't like a lot of us doing the same things over and over, expecting different results. They decided to try a different avenue. It took them about 150 years to get there from when the first people came. Well, once our framers got together, what an amazing story it is. It's sounds like it would be really dull. Believe me, it was anything but. That Constitutional Convention, wow. It was summer. They were closed up. It was probably hotter than the hinges of Hades. And they were in secret. And let me tell you, they often disagreed with each other. But they fought their way through it, and they came to a consensus. And while so many people are tearing down the Constitution, I think that people that come and take our classes, they learn such admiration for the Constitution. We're so blessed by our founders, and the more that we find out about them, the more amazing they become.
Well, there you go. That was our very first show for CCTA right here on 94.1 FM. And I think it was a great introduction to what CCTA was all about and still all about. As I mentioned, we're coming up on 3 years, And you're probably wondering why I'm doing all this morning. Well, we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. When we come back, I'll share with you why I am doing this. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, I told you I'd let you know what was going on, and I'm getting ready to do that. Like I said, it's been 3 years, and CCTA has been talking to you, sharing with you what's going on in our local community with our local politicians. We have attended many, many, many meetings of school board, aldermen, commissioners, you name it. We've logged many miles back and forth to Raleigh to talk with our legislators and to speak in front of the legislators there on issues such as Common Core. We have been very active over the past 3 years. We've shared a lot of that information with you on our shows here on 94.1, and we hope you have enjoyed it. But we've reevaluated what's been going on here lately, and we've decided that it's time for us to make a change. We need to reach out to a new audience. So CCTA has decided to move our program. We've been given the opportunity to expand from a half-hour show to a one-hour show, reaching a different market, a different audience. We'll still be available in most of the market we already are in, but we will be on another station. We're moving to 107.1. Our new time will be 11 a.m. to 12 a.m. on Sundays. That's directly preceding Fox News Sundays. And at a later date, we'll have a second time slot where it will be replayed, and that'll be announced as that is determined. But like I said, this gives us an opportunity for a full-hour show and to be able to reach into areas we haven't been reaching into before. A new audience, maybe we can affect some other people as far as getting them to learn more about the process of government and the Constitution, the guidelines that our politicians should be using to govern our country. Hopefully, we'll be able to get more people involved in the process of being watchdogs and helping us to spread that word and keep an eye on our elected officials and hold them accountable. As a matter of fact, let me play you a segment from the second show that we produced back in 2013 that might explain what we were trying to accomplish then, and it's the same thing we're trying to accomplish now. I would like to begin today's program by reading a quote from one of our founding fathers, John Adams. He said, "Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other." It's simply amazing how much vision and foresight our forefathers had in knowing what exactly would happen to this country if we ever lost sight of our moral compass. Today, we'd like to talk to you about how did we get here? And what can we do to turn around and get back to where we belong? You know, I recently read an article that stated liberals comprise only about 20% of the voting public. So how in the world has the left been so successful in getting the majority of voters to believe the lies and distortion that they feed them? They feed them misinformation that's not supported by facts and typically does more harm to them. The misinformed and the uninformed voter is typically referred to as a low-information voter. And it is from this set of voters that the left is able to draw an additional 30 to 35% of the votes that they need to win elections, taking our country down the path of socialism. You know, the uninformed voter simply won't take the time to find out the facts. Okay, again, that was a segment from our second show that we produced back in 2013. And it is our hope that by making this move, we'll be able to reach out to some more people that just have not been informed. You know, the mainstream media is feeding them so much garbage. If that's what they're listening to, they don't have the facts. So we would like to try to open up into another market and maybe touch some new people and turn them into informed voters right here in this critical election cycle that we're in now by sharing with them the facts and information that they aren't going to get by listening to mainstream media. That's the reason for the move. I'd like to also take the opportunity to thank 94.1, especially Bill Poole, because we talked to Bill in the beginning and said, you know, we didn't know anything about doing a radio show. We just knew we needed to get the word out and to share the information that we had with the general public. And Bill and his staff stepped up and did a tremendous job of helping us launch this program and promoting CCTA. They've done an outstanding job of that. And we really applaud them and thank them for their efforts. It's kind of bittersweet. We hate to say goodbye to 94.1. And maybe it's not permanent. You know, we don't know what the future holds. We just know we need to expand and try to reach additional people that may not have heard our show in the past. So we will in the future be bringing you more of the same types of programs you've heard here on 94.1. You know, CCTA has a monthly public meeting, and we bring in speakers from all around the country, actually all around the world. We've had speakers from Denmark and Iraq, and we record those shows, those meetings, and we play them on the radio so that you, if you haven't been able to attend, you could at least pick up on what was going on there. We've had very large attendance at some of those, especially the Second Amendment and immigration. So we feel like we've been effective in that manner, and we will continue to do that. And hopefully this will allow us to grow more in attendance at our meetings. So let's pause right here for another word from our sponsors. And by the way, our sponsors will be continuing to sponsor, plus we have picked up a number of new sponsors. And we urge you, please, tell your sponsors when you're in there that you appreciate them supporting us and sponsoring CCTA, because without them, we couldn't put this show on the air. And without you, our listening audience, we'd be wasting our time. So, folks, thank you and thank our sponsors, and let's hear from them right now. Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Okay, as we've been talking about, this is our last program to air here on 94.1 FM. Our new show on 107.1 will begin on October the 9th at 11 a.m. That's Sunday at 11 a.m., October the 9th, and it'll be a one-hour show from 11 to 12. Again, we want to thank you for being loyal listeners and hope that you will follow us as we make this transition. And we look forward to interacting with you in the future. Hope to see you at one of our public meetings. Again, they're held the third Tuesday of every month, downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom. The meetings begin at 7 o'clock. People usually get there early for coffee and snacks, cookies and cakes, stuff like that. We have a lot of very good speakers, a lot of our elected officials attend, and you can interface and talk to them one-on-one there. It's a good opportunity to mingle with like-minded people, and we just hope you come and get involved in the efforts of CCTA. Also, I'd like to remind you that CCTA does do education classes, and you can find out more about them when they are taking place on our website at cctaxpayers.com. We recommend as a great study for every American the book called The 5,000 Year Leap. And we do have studies that we put on for that book. We don't have one running right now, but as soon as we do, we'll have it announced on our website. Also, we'd like to share with you that CCTA has a scholarship fund for Hillsdale College, and we appreciate all the support we get for that. Anybody that would like to participate in supporting that scholarship fund can find out more about that also at cctaxpayers.com. And I'd like to remind you that CCTA is a 501c3. So any contributions you make to help support CCTA and our efforts, even to help keep the radio program on the air, that is all tax deductible. And we appreciate anything that you can do to help us out. You know, we've been very fortunate to be able to run this show for 3 years and it be taken care of through sponsorships and other efforts and donations. So again, we'd like to thank you, our listeners, for your support over the past 3 years and hope that you will continue to support us. We'd also like to hear from you. So on our website, cctaxpayers.com, you'll find a contact button there. Please let us know what we can do to make our show better. It would be nice to just know how many people out there are listening, and we'd love to hear from you on our cctaxpayers.com webpage. Well, folks, that's about all I can think of to tell you. I hope I've explained exactly what we're doing and exactly why we're doing it. Again, a big thank you for all the support we've had from 94.1. They got us started, and they've been very supportive. They've promoted us heavily, and we appreciate everything that they've done. And it's been a pleasure being on 94.1. We have learned a lot from this experience, and hopefully we've improved. Hopefully we have captured your attention and provided you with information that you found beneficial. And hopefully we can continue to do that. Now, let me tell you about next month's meeting, October the 18th, Tuesday night, 7 p.m., Stanley Hall Ballroom, downtown New Bern. The topic is going to be House Bill 2. Our speaker is going to be Mr. Melvin Bright, who has recently published articles in the County Compass and the Carteret News Times on the subject of House Bill 2. We also will be inviting local pastors to come and participate in a panel discussion. So the whole purpose of this is to be informative about exactly what is House Bill 2, what it's about, and where it stands, what's been happening. You know, our governor, McCrory, has been pretty much trying to defend House Bill 2 by himself because our Attorney General, Roy Cooper, refuses to do that. So anyway, the meeting again is at 7 o'clock. It's House Bill 2. Come and join us. It should be a lively discussion, and we look forward to having you there and be a part of that discussion. So that's all we have time for today. And remember, this is the last show here on 94.1. So the next time you hear us will be on 107.1, Sunday, October the 9th at 11 a.m. Thanks again for listening. And we hope to be spending more time with you in the future. And please tell your friends about CCTA Wake Up Call and our new show at our new location and our new time.